Hello, footies, and welcome to Foot in Review episode 57. Today is Friday, May 22. Remember, we can be found every weekday at 2200 Central European Time on podcast services around the globe. And you can find us on Twitter at Foot in Review. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and I'm joined by my brother from another mother. It's Singvi!
Good evening.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing quite okay. And you?
Yeah, I got a bit of a cold, as you might hear. I think it's just hay fever. But it's tremendously ruining my day today. So, and my podcast voice, probably.
Podcast voice is okay.
As long as I don't start sneezing during the podcast, I'll be fine.
That's okay.
We got a proper episode for us. Did you enjoy your 2-day break though?
Yeah, it was okay, but well, you always look check in on foot and see if there's anything, but I feel that we didn't miss that much really.
No, I think we took the right days to take a day off.
Yeah.
Of a time off.
Absolutely.
Today, though, we have the Serie A team of the season so far. We got the Allen SBCs, I should say. New challenges, we see. And I think 2 new objective players.
Yep, that's correct.
So if you're going to take this away, I'm going to mute my mic and sneeze loud.
Okay. I can start with the SBCs. We got the Serie A challenge. It's like daily challenge, hopefully, or maybe every second day. You need 1 player from Italy. You need minimum 3 nationalities, minimum 5 from the same league, minimum 10 gold players, and the minimum chemistry of 85. So that's not too bad. It's not expensive, and you get a premium gold players pack if you do the challenge. And it's probably not going to cost you more than 4k to do, 5k maybe, not more than that. And then we got the double flashback Allen SBCs. We got the cheap flashback Allen, and then we got the premium one. I'm not going to look much into the cheap one. It's going to cost you around 81k to do the cheap version. It's an 88 rated card. It's okay. The one that we want to look at is the 91 rated one, which is the premium one. It's going to cost around 260-70k from scratch to do on Xbox and PlayStation, and around 290 on PC. If you're going to do that SBC from Allen, you need to do 3 challenges. The first one is called Napoli. You need minimum 1 player from Napoli, minimum team rating of 84, and minimum 80 team chemistry, and that will give you a jumbo premium gold pack. And then you got the SBC called Serie A team. You need minimum 1 from Serie A, and then there's the new stuff that you can have a team of the week, team of the week moments, or team of the season so far card. Minimum 1 of those.
That's changed though.
Minimum team rating is 85 and team chemistry is 75. So and that will give you a prime mixed players pack. So this is a new thing that EA started, that you can use the team of the season so far cards instead of team of the week cards, in case you started getting low on those.
Very good though. Yeah. I mean, only thing they should do is just add the red cards as well.
Yeah, that would be nice if you could use the red picks as well. And then the last SBC is called Top Performer. Then you need the minimum 1 of the Team of the Week Moments, or Team of the Season So Far cards. Minimum 86 rated team, and then minimum 70 chemistry, and that will give you a rare Electrum Players pack. So I think it's very good value, SBC. For Allen, because the card is quite good, obviously. 91 rated central midfielder, 4-star skill moves, 3-star weak foot, medium high work rates, so very good defensive stats. 97 aggression as well, 99 stamina, so good passing, good vision, good positioning, 92 composure, good ball control, balance, reactions, and balance, good acceleration, 90, so if you have a...
Yeah, nothing wrong here. But
no, I think it's a really good value for him, actually. It should be a fun card to use as well. So
he's always been a good card, his FIFA though, all his cards. So. I remember playing his Champions League cards as well for a long while. So if you can fit him, and he's Brazilian, he's one of many, many released Brazilians, so should always be able to fit him in at somewhere, I think.
Yeah, he's easy to hybrid as well, so very usable in so many squads, so it's a big thumbs up from me.
Yeah, I agree.
And then we got some new objectives players as usual on Friday. This time it's team of the season so far, Boga, celebrating his stunning strike against Torino. This is another four section objectives. You get 300 XP for each section, and you get 300 for completing everything. The first one is called Chelsea Kid. Assist in four separate squad battle matches on minimum world class difficulty or in rivals, using players with maximum 3-star skill moves and maximum 3-star weak foot. You get a 2 players pack from that one as well. The next one is called Boga Blast. Score an outside of the box goal in 2 separate squad battles matches on minimum world class difficulty or in rivals, will give you a goal pack.
Good luck with that one.
It's two free kicks.
Oh yeah, fair.
Yeah, not that bad actually.
Free kicks. I didn't think about free kicks. You're right.
Yeah. Next one is called Sassuolo Success. Assist with a cross in 2 separate squad battle matches on minimum professional difficulty or in rivals, using Serie A midfielders with minimum 3-star skill moves. So it's doable, but it could be a grind. It'll give you a small Electrum players pack. The last one is called Ivorian Incision. Score and assist in 6 separate squad battle matches, wins as well, on minimum world class difficulty or rivals, using Ivorian players from the Ivory Coast. So if you have a Drogba lying around, or then he should be, of course, usable. There's of course lots of different players in squad battles. It's not that bad on
one. Yeah, you can use Kalou or something like that.
Yeah, if you have the team of the season Saha, which I used in SPC, or Gervinho, which I used in SPC, Pepe, the winter refresh Cornet, and you have the Gbamin from Everton. I think that card. I have that card still. Yeah, of course you have the Kalou and Gradel, Aurier, Kessie, Seri. So there's lots of squad battles. Is not the worst. In rivals, I would prefer to have a team of season Zaha or something, or Drogba.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, but I think I would just do that in squad battles anyway. So
I wouldn't do this in rivals. No.
But the next one you have to do in rivals. That's team of season so far, Joao Pedro. It's also a 4-section one with 300 XP for each, and 300 XP if you complete it. Joao Pedro is 92 rated center forward, Brazilian, double 4-star, high medium work rates, looks really good. The first up you have to do is called Samba Spearhead. Score 2 goals in 2 separate rivals matches using Brazilian forwards with at least 6 Serie A players in your starting squad, and you get a 2 players pack for that. Next one is called Bright Brazilian. Score a finesse goal in 3 separate rivals matches using Brazilian players, gives you a gold pack. Skillful setup is the next one. Assist with a through ball in four separate rivals matches using players with minimum four star skill moves. Gives you a smaller Requiem players pack. All doable so far.
Yeah.
The last one is called Clinical. Clinical in Cagliari. Score and assist in eight separate rivals wins. Oof. Using Serie A players with minimum four star weak foot. And you will get one Electrum players pack for that. So
8 wins though. Oof.
Yeah, but it was the same with the Sabitzer.
Oh yes, yeah. So did you do that one?
Yeah, he's really good as well. So that one wasn't too bad, actually. But of course, when you have to do the wins as well, that's
it's very sweaty.
That's when the trouble is. So I don't know if I have any good Serie A players to use for that. Well, I have actually the team of Diego Ronaldo on a 7-game loan. Maybe I have to bring him out.
Still only counts for 7 wins, though.
Yeah, hey. But I have Douglas Costa I can use. Foot birthday, I have... actually, I have a few players.
Yeah,
I have,
here comes the soul.
Shapeshifter Mkhitaryan as well.
I think you've got options to do this one.
Yeah, I think I should be able to do it. I even have Lucas Paqueta, which has 5-star weak foot.
So yeah, nothing else there.
Birthday one. So, yeah. So there's options. It's doable. Of course, it's going to be a grind if you're higher than Division 3. But if you're decent at the game, it's doable. I don't think I would be able to do it in Division 2 or Division 1, to be honest. But
I'm not going to try.
The card looks cool. Very good. He's quite tall. He's 184 centimeters or 6 foot blank. He's quite quick. He's got decent agility. Well, quite good agility with 89 and then 76 balance. So maybe I think Sniper would be a good option or Engine as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a good card though.
Yeah, awesome. It's very good. So he's the link. I think it's worth. It's well worth trying to do, so because you can link him to Alan as well. So Douglas Costa and yeah, it's Brazilian card as well. So
yeah, lots of options here. Can't really go wrong.
No.
Talk about not going wrong. What about this squad, Envy?
What squad?
The team of the season squad. Oh my.
Yeah, it's not bad. There's a few players that looks very cool, but there's not many that I would change around my team for unless I pack them, because the big guns are quite expensive, of course.
Ah, you're talking about Ronaldo. He's just about 7 million.
Yeah, he's 7 million, and Lautaro Martinez is 1.4.
And sold out, completely cleared of the market.
So Dybala has already dropped to 920k. So, but I think he's gonna rise again, because I think Dybala looks like a crazy fun card now. He's got 4-star weak foot as well.
Yeah, the upgraded weak foot does it though.
Yeah, it helps a lot. Yeah, and he has the shoot on the outside of the foot shot rate as well. So he's still gonna, of course, use his strong foot.
He's 200k more expensive on PlayStation. So
yeah,
maybe that's an indication.
Yeah, hopefully he'll go up again, since I
just bought him, right?
Yeah. I kind of lost 25k already, but I'm hoping he should rise again after the lightning rounds are done.
But it's a cool card though. Glad they upped his weak foot. Make him fireball.
Yeah, he's got the medium work rate, so that might be a problem for some, but I've used players with medium and it's not been a problem to use them, because they do make the run still, and you can put instructions. He would look to be a really good cam or center forward.
Nah, it's all fine. I think a lovely card.
Yeah, and but you also have the cheap Dybala with higher rated Alejandro Gomez. It looks like
it's not that cheap though. He's about the same price now.
735. It's 200k cheaper.
Oh yeah, sorry, sort of the PlayStation price.
Doubled 4-star weak foot. As well. It's quite similar to Dybala actually.
Yeah, medium high. I think that's about the only difference. Of course, yeah. Gomez is really short, which I usually like as a cam. Or
Gomez is like 12 centimeters lower than Dybala, so he's going to be even more more agile.
He could do worse though, starting Martinez, Dybala, and Gomez up front.
I agree. And I also like the look of Insigne. He looks like a fun card, and he's already down to 440k.
I do, and I don't. Let me explain it for a second.
He's very weak and low aggression. That might stop him.
Yeah, so I like him. Let's put it like that. But I don't think he's that much better than the card, the Halloween card, how you call it, the Scream card we had.
Yeah.
I like the Scream card a lot. Of course, there's a difference. I mean, especially if you compare some stats, but it's like 3 to 6 difference. So of course, the team of the season is better, but it's not. It just doesn't grab me or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's gonna drop more. So the Scream card is 230k on Xbox and 289k on.
Yeah, fair. If this card goes to 50, it's an awesome card.
Yeah. Could be great value for the money. Could also be good to get after weekend league rewards as well, or in the guaranteed SBC. Of course, you have Nainggolan as well. Looks really good. Very well rounded stats all over.
Yeah, Nainggolan is a real standout for me. I used his headliner's card. It was really good.
Yeah.
First down, he can shoot, he can dribble, he can defend, he can do anything. Work rate's high, I think. So.
Yeah. Still high. 3-star skill must 4-star weak foot, so yeah, it's a really good midfielder, box to box as well.
Yeah, there's lots of options in this squad, which I really like.
There are some really interesting ones. I really wish that Josef Ilicic, that they gave him more balance, because it's like +2 from his 91 card, and I think that's a little bit
if you look again at one 96 rated card, he's 96 rated. He's how much is he, 160k, something like that,
160-170k. It's like crazy cheap, but I think it all goes down to that agility and balance. Agility is not too bad, but I wish that they did. Like, it's now +2 agility from his headliner card. I think they should at least have given him +10, so 89 agility, and then maybe 80 balance.
Yeah, this is definitely one of these cards.
It would be much more expensive, of course, but you can throw an engine on him. It's gonna get his agility to 86 and balance to 80, but it's still not gonna be. He's still gonna struggle since he's 6'3" or 190 centimeters.
It's the only option,
high
though.
High average plus body type.
Engine is the only option to give him.
Yeah. So I don't know. It might be a hit or miss. In a little bit struggling gameplay, it's gonna be quite awful, I think.
Is that same with my dear friend Milinkovic-Savic? You think?
Yeah. That's also a touch and go card.
I saw SMS get a new card. I was so happy. Not that I can actually fit it, but I forget the name from the Serbia striker from
Mitrovic
from EFL. Oh yeah. Boy, these two would wreak havoc. But then I looked at his balance and I was like, oh, that is not a big upgrade.
Oof. No, that's a little bit bad as well. So it's a little bit better than the upgrade that Ilicic got, because he got +7 from his storyline card.
But it's a tank, but you need someone next to him that's actually able to move. There's one card which I honestly, like, I mean, Milinkovic has a pretty decent season, right? And now the old we talked about, people are complaining about Ronaldo, but he did score like almost every match. I know everyone says huge penalties, etc., but still, he does score. I think Stefan de Vrij, as Capitano from Inter, has had a terrific season and is overlooked so often. So he deserved it. I think Manolas didn't have a great year, but he's just in there, to be honest.
But if you look at the captain from Inter, or whatever you called him, if you put an anchor on him, he's 98 rated. With 99 jumping, 99 strength, 99 aggression, 99 sliding tackle, 99 standing tackle, 99 defensive awareness, 99 heading accuracy, 99 interceptions, 99 composure, 98 reaction, 86 ball control, 80 dribbling, 89 long passing, 91 short passing, 80 vision, and then 87 acceleration and 89 sprint speed. If you use an anchor on that with four star weak foot, is
6'2".
6 foot two. Or 189 centimeters, with a power-headed trait, so he should be in good options on corners as well. So I think that could be a really good card.
135,000 coins.
So cheap. He's cheaper than Smalling.
Yeah, which Smalling is in this team of the season, and I'm sorry for all English listeners, but that's just plain old peep.
He had a few good matches.
Kolarov had a few. I mean, if there was any defender of AS Roma, should be in this team, it would be Kolarov.
Yeah.
And I watch a lot of Serie A, and I don't think Smalling should be in the team of the season at all. Same goes for Manolas, if I'm completely honest. I mean, Napoli has had the worst season in years. If I look at De Vrij, I can see that. I mean, they are fighting for the title, and he's been like the captain of Inter. I can't deserve that. Same goes, of course, with Vandanovic. Few goals conceded. But I think Smalling is just in the air. Same with Manolas, just so cards. So packs.
Yeah, could be, yeah. And you have the left back from AC Milan, Hernandez, as well. He looks a little bit interesting as well.
A little bit. I mean, 99 pace on his main card, a 95 physique. he sort of, actually, if you compare him to Telles, I think he's better than Telles.
You don't need to put any pace card on him. So you can just throw a Sentinel, for example, and it's 95 rated left back.
Yeah.
The only thing is that his defensive awareness is 88, then with a Sentinel card, it's not the best. So that's probably the marking part, so he might, but of course the physique will help.
You could put a backbone on him, I mean.
So 77 balance, but I'm not gonna buy him and replace my flashback Sandro, but it looks like a really good card though.
Which is your standout card of this one? Of course, Ronaldo is very obvious.
Yeah, but that's like too obvious. I think Dybala and Martinez looks really good, and I'm really surprised by De Vrij. He looks really good when I just checked his stats a little bit closer. It looks like insanely good card.
Yeah, I totally agree. De Vrij is my standout. It's going to be very underrated. I can't fit him in any way or form, but I think he would. He would not. He would not be crying if he can him. And I think Alberto is my most disappointing card of all.
Yeah.
97. Yeah.
97 rated, but still like...
He's 97 rated. But he's like, he can't really defend, so you have to put him attacking. Then he's, I don't know, 3-star weak foot.
Almost there.
Yeah, but he is a 97. I mean, a 97 should not be almost there.
No.
Just make it as a 92 and you think like, okay, you know, decent upgrade. But he went from an 88 to a 97.
Yeah, but still, if you look at the base card, 84 one, his aggression was 29 and he got plus 9 on his team of season card. So because of that aggression will be, he's going to lose a lot of 50-50s though.
Yeah, I don't think that this card is it though. So that's my biggest disappointment of it. Of course, you know, Pellegrini, Berardi should be in a squad. I mean, probably get those in my picks. But the rest of the choice I always like. I mean, Acerbi's always in. Always has decent seasons. Never a viable card, unfortunately. I like the fact that they put Cuadrado as right back. Don't think he is a good right back, but he did play a whole year as right back. So if you look at the Fernandinho's thing, we got the start of the team the season so far. At least they came back on that and not gave this one a right winger, but just made him right back because he played the role here.
Yeah.
Chesney is of course always fun. Same goes for Andanovic. I really like this team of the season, and I can only dream of having that Ronaldo card.
We can dream about some luck.
Maybe it's time just to get at least at the lead finish and get him into a picks, right?
That would be a good start.
Do you have anything to add, or shall we just start with that road to elite?
I'm going to go road to gold one or gold two or gold three. I'll see.
Nah, road to elite. Come on, you got to accept positive, buddy.
I don't have time to play that many matches.
Doesn't matter. You just have to win 23 in a row.
23 rich quid, please.
Yes. not positive note.
I wish everybody good luck in their weekend league.
Yeah, stay cool. Don't be sweaty. We'll see you all Monday. Let's drop this.
Drop it.
F U T T T in view. F U T.